Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John, do the honors.
It is an honor and a privilege to bring in the longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bills. My dear friend John Murphy joins us. Morning, John.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm feeling all right. How are you feeling today? We had ourselves a good time last night.
Yeah, boy, all of Buffalo kind of took over Nashville last night.
That's what I want to start with, man. I mean, Murph, it was crazy. I was out Friday night. I was out Saturday night. We were hanging out for a little while last night. I've been here almost 10 years. Right. I've been here 10 years, John. I don't think I've ever seen a visiting fan base invade this city like we see. And we're talking Steelers, Cowboys, Packers, Raiders.
Well, the Bears drank us out of beer.
Yeah. Well, the Packers usually come and drink us out of Miller Lite. But, man, Bills Mafia is here, man.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I was thinking about the reasons why. Obviously, it's a great place to visit. And people are excited about the Bills. I also think, and this is going to – maybe I can't prove this. I think there's, like, pent-up demand for travel after the quarantine, you know, the COVID quarantine. I think people are itching to get out and do something. And here's Nashville, approachable from Buffalo and a great town, and the Bills are going well. And everybody said, yeah, we missed vacation last year. Let's do it. So – but it's crazy how many people there are. It really is. I don't know how many. What's the stadium, the whole Nissan Stadium?
68.
Yeah, like 68, something like that. Yep. There's going to be a lot of red, white, and blue along with the two-tone blue.
Yeah. There can't be half. The place won't be half full with Buffalo fans, right? But it could be a third or a quarter at least, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, by the way, say hi to my partner, Greg Pogue, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, Greg. How are you, Greg?
Hey, doing well. John earlier said that it's your responsibility, John's professional progression.
Yeah, it's your fault, Murph.
And now look where he is with me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, have you ever jumped through a table?
No.
Good.
I have not. I don't know where that custom came from, and I really don't think it's a real smart custom. Tell you a quick story. My 2-year-old grandson, he came to me last week, and he didn't jump through a table, but he jumped off a table. And I thought when he was telling me, you know, 2-year-old, I thought, you didn't jump through a table. Come on. And I told John last night, John Burton, he sort of demonstrated exactly what happened. And he didn't jump off a table. I thought, man, if 2-year-olds are starting to jump through tables, we got a problem. But he jumped off a table. Which isn't that smart either, by the way.
Well, no. There's got to be some angst built up for Bills fans for the Titans last year on that Tuesday, and a pretty much lopsided Titans win. I don't think anybody saw coming that kind of margin all the way back to the Music
Titans
City.
Were coming
miracle.
Off of all the all the COVID issues that they had, you know,
and then even back to the Music City miracle. There's some angst toward the Titans, I would imagine, with the Bills Mafia.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it's the Music City Miracle. It's not angst. I have bona fide scars on my back. That was terrible. That was unbelievable. I remember I was working the game. I was doing the game with the late, great Van Miller, the Hall of Fame broadcaster. And I still, to this day, I mean, I can show you exactly where it happened. I can't believe they didn't rule that an illegal forward pass.
Oh, no.
It was an illegal forward pass. You can hire as many friendly Vanderbilt scientist.
And we have. We have, yes.
I know you have, because it's guilt working. It's guilt.
Oh,
Murph, what about this year's Bills team? Obviously, they stubbed their toe opening day against the Steelers, but since then, they've been steamrolling everybody. Their defense has a couple of shutouts. Josh Allen looks like an MVP candidate. And, I mean, I thought they really made a statement last week going into Kansas City and knocking around the Chiefs like they did.
Yeah, I agree, and they, you know, 4 straight wins and by sizable margins each of them, and as you said, a couple of shutouts in there, and it's really been fun to watch. I think that maybe the surprising thing about the 2021 Buffalo Bills has been the defense. I mean, the offense was pretty good last year. They averaged like 31 points a game last year. They're averaging 34 this year, so they're a little bit better. But the defense has really been playing well, and you know, they drafted some good pass rush talent, and they're just really playing well. I think the defense has sort of come into its own the first 4 games of the season, 4 or 5 games of the season, and if they can continue, I don't know who's going to be able to stop the Bills, to be honest with you.
John, first off, it's crazy numbers. I think the 4 wins have come by an average of 28 points per game, which is like Alabama college football
exactly.
Numbers.
That doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah, but just the continued progression of Josh Allen, I think we're seeing an elite quarterback in just right in the middle of his development to become an elite quarterback.
Yeah. You know, one of the great things about Josh, there's a lot of good things. he seems to get better every year. I mean, he gets a little bit better, a little better. He got a lot better going into last year. And, you know, he's only five games down this year. But I think he's improved. I mean, he certainly has more command of the offense. And it struck me in the Kansas City game what a wide variety of offensive formations and personnel combinations the Bills use now and can use now, because the coordinator, Brian Daboll, feels entirely comfortable with Josh Allen. He feels comfortable at the controls. And they're not afraid to try anything, you know. And it's really – it's been good for them how versatile they are, I think. But, yeah, Josh gets better. You know, he's always been a great physical specimen, you know, 6'4", 6'5", and big, strong guy. But and he throws a great ball. He's got a tremendously strong arm. But his progression really has come in terms of more the mental side of the game, I think, especially in the last year or two.
John Murphy, radio voice of the Buffalo Bills, joins us here on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. And, Murph, you know, I know there was a lot of consternation after that opening day loss to the Steelers, you know, saying – you know, the Bills can't run the football, but from what I've seen, they've done a pretty nice job. How do you like the balance so far this offense? I know it's around Allen and Diggs and making big plays down the field, and you got a couple of really good tight ends there, but how would you assess the running game for the Bills so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been good, and that's one of the areas of improvement they've had offensively. So they have two backs who kind of share the load, Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, and I couldn't even begin to guess, like, tonight who's going to get more carries. They sort of play it by ear when they get into a game. They're similar backs, but they have some subtle differences, and they're running the ball better. And you know, one interesting thing they did 2 weeks ago, they had kind of a major upheaval on the offensive line, so that they start a rookie at right tackle now, Spencer Brown, their third-round pick, and they moved last year's right tackle and the starter at right tackle for a couple of games this year. They moved him inside, Darrell Williams, and I think they thought they needed to be bigger and better up front. So far, it's worked. They have a kind of a big upheaval without, you know, not caused by injury, just caused by let's let these guys play. They really like their third round pick, Spencer Brown, and I think they felt like they needed to get him on the field, and they have as a starter, and that's gone a long way in ensuring that their running game has been solid as well.
John, I want to talk a little bit about Dawson Knox. Obviously, I saw him play high school football at Brentwood Academy. That's a local private powerhouse football program here in our suburbs of Brentwood. Off to Ole Miss as a walk-on. Now what he's doing, and I don't know if you heard the Vrabel comments earlier in the week about how he had ran into his grandfather at a local mall, and his grandfather was telling him to, hey, man, draft my grandson. But Dawson Knox, a local kid from here, really doing well.
Yeah, he is, and he's done well. The Bills, I think, did a good job of hanging with him. You know, we had some, in his third year, I believe, now, right? And he had some significant drops in the first couple of years, you know, just kind of drops. You're like, whoa, come on. And they hung with him. There was talk in the Bills, I think, were talking to the Eagles about getting Zach Ertz during the offseason. Of course, he just moved last week. But the way Dawson Knox has played, it's obvious that would have been a foolish move, because the Bills' patience with Dawson Knox and his development have really paid dividends. You know, he catches the ball almost everything now. I don't think he'll ever be kind of a strong inline blocker, but he's capable enough as a blocker. And the Bills really use him as kind of a big wide receiver. I mean, they flex him out. He doesn't line up in line all the time. He'll line up in the slot or go outside. And, you know, he's a big target, and he's a tough guy to cover because he's so long, and he's fast enough to get open, too, when he gets downfield. He's really been good and developed really well.
Murph, when you look at last year's game, that Taco Tuesday Titans game here at Nissan Stadium, yeah, it was a blowout 42-16, but when you look at how this game developed, you know, Titans had three touchdowns set up on three long returns, two interceptions by Malcolm Butler and a long punt return by Khalif Raymond. Well, neither one of those guys are on the roster. I mean, what do you remember about that Tuesday night game, just how it unfolded?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think I told you this last night. So I will watch – I think I've watched four of the Titans games so far, just video. And I do have access to that game, that Tuesday night game last year, and I thought, I don't know if that's – will be beneficial for me to see what happened. It went wrong that game. The whole thing was set up wrong. I mean, the Bills those teams were supposed to play on Sunday, right? And they moved it to Tuesday, and
right.
The whole thing was a mess. And I don't think the Bills are ready to play. And I think, I don't know how much instruction that game will have into what happens tonight. I mean, the Titans took advantage of some good field position and some big special teams plays, and I'm sure the Bills will clamp down on that, but I bet they haven't spent too much time going over that video, the Bills. I wouldn't think so.
How good can they be? Because right now they're the best in the league, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, no
disrespect to the Cardinals, but I think the team we're facing tonight is the best team in the NFL.
We talked about that Friday. We keep waiting for the Cardinals to come back down to earth. But the Bills, this is just a point where they've been built to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I'm reluctant to say it because I've been around a long time and I know the season is long and, you know, we're only 5 weeks in, but I think they're playing as well as anybody in the league. And, yeah, they're Super Bowl caliber. There's a lot of things have to go right. Number one, they have to continue to be healthy, and they've been really healthy so far this season. But to date, for sure, they should be considered a Super Bowl contender. But, you know, after they won at Kansas City a week ago, on our postgame show, our sideline guy grabbed Micah Hyde, the veteran safety. And he's, you know, it was minutes after the game ended, and our guy was gushing, and what a great win. Micah must feel good, what a great win. And Micah Hyde said, bro, it's 5 weeks. I went out and got T-shirts printed up for everybody in Buffalo. Like, whoa, settle down. It's 5 weeks. You know, it's only 5 weeks, but it's pretty good. It's been a great 5 weeks.
Well, what about, listen, Murph, you know, I'm from upstate New York. I lived and worked in Buffalo for a few years. You know, we worked together. I know that fan base pretty well. Not as good as you, but pretty well. And listen, it's, you know, you got to be tough to live in Western New York, okay? Because, you know, winter comes early and stays late. It snows 10 months out of the year. And the one thing they want is to eat good chicken wings and see the Buffalo Bills win. They've been in the wilderness for a long time. What does it mean for that fan base, that city, that region, to have the Bills, as you said, be a good team and be a legit Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, John, to be honest with you. And you know, you see the spillover here with the huge crowds in Nashville, but it's crazy in Western New York, and people are crazy about the Bills, and it's been fun. I mean, there was a 17-year playoff drought, no playoffs for 17 years, and that was tough, you know, and that Sean McDermott finally ended that in his first year of 2017, but, you know, it's tough to go 17 years and not make the playoffs. You feel like you're really not an NFL team after a while, but that's over with, and now they're in playoffs almost every year, and it looks like they're set up to go fairly deep in the playoffs this year. So it's been great. It's been really fun, and just sort of enjoying the ride, you know, just riding the wave.
Well, it doesn't help. You got the Patriots in the same division during that time as well.
Right.
But,
that's right.
That would have happened to a lot of people. Pete Weber, Buffalo, I guess you guys are buddies. I mean, he's buddy with everybody in Buffalo, and of course, Pete's just great. He and Terry Crisp had a restaurant, and it closed. That was adjacent to Bridgestone Arena, part of the arena, and then they closed. And then they came back. They served, and I never had it, and we've talked about this, beef on Weck.
I've been trying to tell him, Murph.
Well, did you bring any with you? Why? I guess you got to order it, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, it's good stuff. That's funny. It's kind of, that's like the old Buffalo bar food. Now, of course, chicken wings and other stuff. I remember when the Bills played in the, this was a long time ago, the AFC Championship game after the 1993 season, I guess. They're playing Kansas City. I know it was Kansas City. Marty Schottenheimer was the coach, and he came into the, you know, fairly sizable NFL news conference the day before the game in Buffalo, and the Chiefs came in to get ready for the game. He did a news conference, and he started out and spent 20 minutes talking about beef on Weck. It was hilarious.
There's a gleam, man.
Marty had played for the Bills, and so he was familiar with beef on Weck from his playing career. But he was talking about the right way to prepare them, and do you dip the roll in the gravy? I mean, holy cow, he went off. It was really funny, really funny. And he was dead serious about it, too.
Merv, what's the Bills' path to victory tonight from where you sit?
You know what I think it is? I think it's a get an early lead, to be honest. And, you know, anyway, and they're a passing team, so they will throw and try to get a lead that way. But, I mean, I'm thinking if they go up 14, 17 to nothing maybe, which they're capable of doing, they can pretty much take Tennessee's running game out of the mix and go on to a victory. I don't think – I mean, how can they keep scoring 34 points a game, right? They could, but, I mean, it's hard to imagine.
Right.
I think they'll score a lot of points, and I think, again, if they get an early lead, that's probably the key for Buffalo.
I also need to get some Salem sausages.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I don't talk about food all the time, when I'm awake.
And you got to go to Lenova Pizza, by the way, too.
Oh yeah.
Listen, Lenova.
You guys make me hungry.
You know, over there, those guys at Lenova, they know a thing or two about a thing or two. You know what I'm saying, Murph? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's the old Buffalo, man. I think, John, you think you're living in Sopranos.
I used to call you the Irish Tony Soprano. You were the boss, man. You still are.
I sure was. Yeah. More like Sill now.
Our true enemy has yet to reveal himself.
Good one. That's a good one.
I see I can order beef on weck at the from the Bar Bill Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah, right around the corner from my house. Yeah. No, it's not around. Well, it's a couple miles.
That's okay. Just text me your address.
Yeah, Drew Bledsoe was a big fan of the Bar Bill, actually. And when he played in Buffalo, he kind of turned me on to it, and I went there. But the real fan was Mike Mularkey. Remember him, head coach?
Sure. Oh, sure, yeah. He was our coach for a while.
He's a great guy. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But he brought his team, I think, might have been Tennessee or Jacksonville. I forget where he was. But he came to Buffalo, and I sent over some Bar Bill wings to his hotel. Just to surprise him. Yeah.
Mike's a great guy, man.
Yep.
Well, John, happy to have all the Buffalo people here. Tell them to spend all the money and then go home as soon as possible.
Start shoveling snow, right?
Hey, Murph, thanks for doing this, man. You know I love you, brother. Great to have you in town. I'm looking forward to a great game tonight. Have fun, all right?
Great, thanks. I'll see you tonight. Thanks.
Okay, Murph.
I got to do
John Murphy, voice of the Bills. You got to do the beef on
and
Wet,
I've
bro.
Heard it from Pete.